It's a good show.
Hey, honeys, welcome to Natch Butte. I'm coming at you on a Monday. Well, you're listening to this hopefully on a Friday, the day this comes out, but I'm recording this on Monday, the week of the show, because that's when I record Natch Butte. And I always try to do a little intro up top just to update you on everything. And if I have any back notes on the episode, I always address them. So first, I just want to say my guest today is Erin Gibson. Her book, Feminasty, is out now. So if you want to check it out, please do. We get really into the book. But basically, she wanted to come on Natch Butte because she has an entire chapter of her book all about women-owned makeup brands. And there, unfortunately, a lot of the brands that we know and love, women don't even work there, or at least don't work there at the top level. So Erin was just bringing this into the light and wanted to help shed light on this and give us some other ideas of brands that we can buy from, which, you know, I'm all about that on Natch Butte. So I said, come on over, baby. And I wanted to impress her. So I made a list of brands that she probably didn't know about because I know so much. Turns out a lot of the brands that I was trying to shed light upon, she said, oh, that's actually owned by this parent company who the whole board director are men. And I go, cool. I'm bad at research. So I bring this up because you might listen to my list and think, Jackie, why didn't you say this brand? Why didn't you say this brand? I really was trying to find like accessible, because that's the feedback I get mostly from my Natch Butte honeys is, Jackie, we love these indie brands, but also, you know, it's hard for us to get to some of these brands. I'm trying to find stuff at Target. I'm trying to find stuff at Ulta. I'm trying to find stuff that's quick and easy for me to get my mitts on. And I was trying to be accessible. So I just wanted to say, finding 100% women indie brands will be an ongoing project. I am all about this. So if you want to tweet me or email me recommendations, go to natchbutte.com and let's get it going. I'm always trying to find new brands. And really, if you want the real list, then I highly recommend checking out Erin's book because she has an entire chapter dedicated to this. It's a very passionate cause of hers. And check out her book because that's why she was here to begin with. So there's that. Second thing I want to update everybody on is, I talk a little bit about my plants on this episode, and I'm pretty sure that my plants are okay. I think what happened was I went to New York, and while I was gone, they were out of my hands, and, you know, bless Adam's heart, he didn't water my plants. I didn't ask him to, but I feel like something was a little off, and I wasn't here to, like, rectify it. So my plants are doing great. Basically, one of my pothos plant needed better irrigation, so I had to repot it, and I put some pebbles on the bottom, and I put a new pot with better drainage, and it's flourishing now. My rubber plant tree is still kind of getting over whatever was wrong with it. I think just the sun issue was wrong with it, but I'll keep everybody posted on that. Now, I have a couple other things I want to tell y'all about. First, I can't stop doing meetups. What can I say? I can't stop. I'm going to do one for my LA honeys. Everybody get out your pen and paper or your phone or, you know, whatever you want to do to write this down. It's also on natchbutte.com. It's on the Natch Butte Instagram. So, honey, get excited. There is a Los Angeles honeys meetup happening this month, Saturday, September 22nd. Starts at 2, ends at 5, but let's be honest, it'll probably go longer because I just can't, you know, I have no boundaries. So Saturday, September 22nd, 2 to 5 p.m., we're having it at Bronson Boutique, which is my friend's all-vegan boutique. It's not food. She has clothes, accessories, kids' clothes, candles, pins, lots of cute stuff. All vegan, meaning there's no silk, there's no leather, there's no wool. Everything's cute, and she's offering 20% off the whole store if you want to get something, but no obligation, okay? You know I'm very insecure about people thinking they need to buy things. Don't buy anything. Just come, or buy something, whatever. But just come and hang out. See me and Chuchi, and also Fresh Brothers, which is a pizza place right next door, is donating vegan pizza for us. So we're going to have vegan pizza. We're going to try on clothes and hang out. And also, I'm thinking of doing something. I haven't worked it out yet, but I'm asking because I want my dedicated honeys that listen to Natch Butte on the day it comes out, or, you know, a week or so in, whatever. I want y'all to tweet me or email me or whatever's easiest. Comment on the Natch Butte Instagram photo. And let me know what you think of this idea. So I have a lot of beauty products that are unopened that I get gifted to me through various things. I'm very grateful for all of them, but unfortunately, I only have one face, so I usually try one product that I'm sent, or maybe two, and then I'll give it away to a friend or whatever. But I have or I do random giveaways and I send people stuff, or I donate. I have a lot of stuff, so I'm thinking about doing some kind of fun. I don't know what's fun, like raffle tickets or something. Let me know if this is crazy. I'm thinking of bringing everything in a big box and having some kind of donation system set up where you can donate any amount you feel comfortable with, $1, $20, $5, any amount. And if you donate it, then you get to stick your hand in the grab bag and pull out a random product. I think that's fun. And I've been really wanting to do some kind of donation because we're all very lucky that we get to buy beauty products and have all these things. And a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have that privilege. So when Alicia Reiner was on, she was talking about a few of her favorite organizations and charities that she gives her time to. So I was thinking, I don't know, do y'all think that would be fun if I bring a grab bag? And I'm talking, this is good shit, okay? This is like Tatcha oil and like nice stuff. I'm not trying to sell y'all Dollar Tree, which no shade to Dollar Tree. I'm just saying this is like good stuff, unopened, ready to roll. If my honeys donate an amount and then they get a free item and then all the money that we collect, I think I want it to go to the Fearless Beauty Organization, which Alicia told us all about. They are educating women in prisons with cosmetology, which I think is super fun, ties into Natch Butte, and is, I'm all about helping out the ladies. And then maybe Every Town for Gun Safety. And then also one of the organizations Alicia talked about was Immigrant Families Together, which is helping to reunite moms and their children. And they work very fast. And that's their whole thing, is they get down there, they pay the bonds, they help the families, they help them afterwards. They have so many amazing services, so I think that would be awesome to donate. And I thought we could split all the money between the three. Is that crazy? Are we having fun? Are we getting wild? Anyway, if you think this is fun, let me know, because I don't want everybody to like think, oh, I'm not going to this meetup. They're going to, you know, drain my pockets. I just think it would be fun to give back a little bit, and we can all hang and eat vegan pizza for free, and it'll be great. Okay, what else did I have to tell y'all about? Real quick, this is the last thing, I promise. So my sister lives in Dallas. She's an amazing photographer. Shout out to my sister. And she's done a bunch of photos for Natch Butte. She is throwing a fall photography event. So if any of my Dallas honeys out there are looking to get their photo taken, she's got you. So let me read you what she says. Keep them all this fall photography event. Saturday, October 13th, 30-minute slots. And you get to keep all of the photos that she takes, digital and film. Old school for the win. Have you ever had your picture taken with film? Have your kids? So this is a downtown Dallas studio. There's multiple backgrounds. This is great for families, for headshots, for bridal, for boudoir. Kids, you and your girlfriends want to do a fun shoot real quick. You'll get to keep all the photos. You can split the cost with everybody. It'll be fun. It's $200. No tax or service fees. And if you go on my sister's website, which is veronicascamera.com, there is a little box for a coupon code, and you can type in code NATCH and get 15% off. So that's very exciting. Woman entrepreneurship. She's a mom of two. Help feed those babies. Get excited and get your photo taken. She's really incredible. Go to her website and you'll see. So there's that. Was there anything else I wanted to tell y'all? I was going to tell y'all how I've been keeping my hair from not getting dirty for a whole week, but I think I'll save that for the next show. So tickle your butt with a feather on that one. Get excited. You're going to have fun with this episode. And we have a lot of fun stuff coming up on Natch Butte. Thank you, as always, for your listenership. Thank you for supporting Natch Butte. Thank you for allowing me to not have a side job anymore, because Natch Butte, the listeners have really embraced the show, and I'm very grateful. You have no idea. Okay. Listen, let's have fun. Let's get wild. Let's talk to Aaron Gibson.
You are a natural butte. You are a natch butte, natch butte, natch butte, na 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 natch butte. Oh yeah.
NATCHBAUT, find out what it means to me. NATCHBAUT, this part is Natch Beauty. Oh, babe. That's right. This is the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the Queen of Creams, the host with the most serums, Jackie J. Welcome to Natch Butte. Today we are getting feminasty. We are getting feminasty today, baby, okay? Let me tell you about my very special guest. She is a comedian. You know her as the co-host of the iconic podcast Throwing Shade. She was on Nash Butte in February and watched me wax my pussy in the studio in the corner with no-mo mustache waxing strips. But she is back, and she has important news. She has written a book. It is called Feminasty, The Complicated Women's Guide to Surviving the Patriarchy Without Drinking Herself to Death, and it came out September 4th, so it is out right now, honey. Add to cart, bitch. Please welcome Erin Gibson to Natch Butte.
Jackie, what is it like when you're depressed? Like, are you the same, but just like...
quiet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I get down every once in a while.
I have never seen that version
yeah.
of you.
Well, you know what?
I've known this Jackie for, I don't know, 12 years
yeah.
now? Yeah.
I mean, I don't get like super, super sad, I guess, you know? I keep it together.
I keep it together.
I'm a ball of rage.
It'll
all
come
out. You got
a lot to be happy about.
I mean, you know what? You got to count your blessings in this day and age.
You said it, sister.
You got to count your blessings.
You said
it. What do we say in Texas? Bless your heart.
But that means fuck you.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, welcome to Natch Butte, Erin. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me. I feel like we killed it the last show.
We killed it. I mean, when you have two pros in the room, how could we not kill it? And I'm not referring
to
myself. Y'all killed it. I love Throwing Shade. If you don't listen to it, get your life together. Y'all are just so funny and so informative at the same time. And it's like all this really heavy topics, but in such a fun, interesting, easy to digest way. I feel like I learned all my news from y'all.
I would say that's good-ish to do.
Yeah, you're right. Listen, I need to read some books, okay?
Well, you're going to get very specific news. You're going to get news about what's happening in ladies.
Yes.
And you're going to get news about what's happening in the LGBTQ world.
Which I love to find out.
If you want to know what's happening to straight dudes, this ain't the show for you.
Right. But you know what? You could look anywhere else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to CNN.
We want a place for us.
Yeah.
So, but we're not really here to talk about Throwing Shade, are we, Erin? We're here to talk about Feminasty, your
Thank
book.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On writing a book.
It was the easiest thing I've ever done.
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding.
I mean, I can only imagine. I've always wanted to write a book.
You should.
I know. I have some ideas.
Do you want to tell them on the air? Or you want to wait till they're are you afraid? You don't want anybody to steal them?
I
want to
wait till it's come to fruition.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
There are thieves about. That's all I got to say. There are thieves about. You know what? Sometimes when you have a good idea, you don't want to. You got to be careful with it. Am I right?
Yeah. Be a little precious with it.
Yes,
exactly. 100%. Although I will say this.
Yes.
About ideas.
Yes.
Anybody can have them. No one's going to do it how you do it.
Exactly. Very true. And, you know, this day and age, it's not easy to copyright something or to take ownership of something.
Well, speaking of...
Plagiarism is rampant in the artist world.
The day that Feminasty was available on Amazon, then this is not about your feelings on Amazon.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into, you know,
right.
whatever trigger warning you need right now for
yes.
Amazon. But
yes.
Understandably, it's a mixed bag. But... I went on to see it because I wanted to see it on
yeah.
Amazon. And underneath my book was T-shirts with the word Feminasty in them that some bot had just like propagated or made or whatever.
Yeah.
It was really creepy. I mean, it's a word I made up.
Yeah.
So it feels weird to see it on a T-shirt.
Were people buying them thinking they were supporting
They're
you?
They're so ugly.
Yeah.
I hope no one... thinks that I'm affiliated with them. They're all black with white writing, which I would never. The only thing I would wear like that is a Cats the Musical shirt because
uh-huh.
I think the musical is garbage, but I like the merch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. It's a very iconic print. Cats. I haven't even seen the musical Cats and I know that logo.
But you're probably okay. That's what everyone's waiting for when they watch it.
Yeah, I don't even... Okay, listen, I got some questions, damn it. Okay, first of all, in case somebody doesn't know what you're about, Erin Gibson, Feminasty, I mean, why don't you just, like, sum up what the book is, what you're doing here?
I'll educate
yeah,
people.
Yeah, give us a little taste.
Okay, so I'm a unapologetic cunt,
yep.
and I use that country... to show other women how they're marginalized in their lives and hopefully get them to take the power back, work with our sisters and make sure and make America great again for the first time.
Can you get a shirt that says unapologetic cunt?
Yeah.
Because that's a shirt.
Unapologetic
take
cunt.
Take that, bots. Why don't you take that? I would love a bot to make a shirt that says that.
I dare a bot to do that.
I dare a bot to go there. Actually, unapologetic bot would also be a great shirt.
For bots.
Yes.
Yeah.
After he steals
or
your
botanists.
Idea,
yeah.
Then he would put that shirt on. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, that's right, bitch. I stole your shit.
And then, and by he, you mean AI?
Yes.
It's like a robot.
I've gendered him. I've
it's
gendered
got a flesh
AI.
Face, but a robot body.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Okay, well, we have lots to discuss. Where should we start? First, I just wanted to say the last time I think I saw you was at the weed party I threw.
Oh, which was...
amazing,
I'm
right?
going to say this without irony, the dopest thing I've done this year.
Yeah, that was really fun. That was Ease, E-A-Z-E, Ease. And I know this whole episode is going to be dedicated to women-owned businesses.
Oh.
So can I just say, Ease isn't, I don't think is founded by a woman. They have lots of women that work for them in higher positions. But I wanted to shout out a couple cannabis women-owned businesses real quick for you.
Oh, and I've got one to add to the mix in case they're not on there.
Oh, I can't wait.
Let's hear it.
Let's have a show off,
okay.
Baby, because the research is crazy out there. To find out companies and who's the face of companies
I'm telling
took
you,
me hours and hours yesterday. They really want you to not know.
Well, I think people need to brag more.
Yes, 100%.
Women need to brag more.
100%.
And also, guys need to be transparent about, like, oh, you make in some suppositories for my hoo-ha with cannabis in it, but y'all don't got vaginas?
Right.
No.
Right. Well, now I'm
not buying it.
I really want to know what you're going to say. So I went through all of the Ease companies that I could find, and the one that popped up that was all female-run collective is Ohm Edibles.
Oh, yeah.
You know Ohm?
Yeah.
So Ohm is O-M. They make medicated Epsom bath salts, which I don't know if you got a bag of those at the Ease party, but they are great.
They're the best.
They have candies, balms, oils, tinctures. Like I said, all female-run collective. So check out Ohm Edibles wherever you cannabis.
And y'all, you got Whoopi Goldberg on there, right?
Yes, I do, bitch! WhoopiandMaya.com. I had no idea this was a thing. I guess I'm behind on The View. I didn't realize...
I don't know if she talks about it on The View.
I didn't realize Whoopi Goldberg went into the cannabis business, but the founder of Ohm Edibles, Maya Elizabeth, teamed up with Whoopi Goldberg, and they now have their own line. So if you want to support Whoopi, which why would you not, WhoopiandMaya.com.
I mean, but that's one of the problems with a cannabis industry, which we have to call it cannabis now, but I still call it weed.
See, I'm trying to be right and say cannabis.
Weed sounds cooler to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. That's the way I roll. But it's very hard for women to break in. Like everything,
yes.
It's a male-dominated career path and industry, and women aren't really part of the conversation, and they should be, and they are. I hope, because this is an emerging commercial prospect for everybody, that it won't just be women too. We're gonna have people who in the past have gone to jail for selling the thing that's now
right.
legal, making money, Stringer Bell style.
That's right. I've seen The Wire. I get that
you
reference.
Get it, you get it.
Idris Elba. One of his breakout roles in America.
Had no idea he was British.
I know, he does such a good job. And so is McNulty.
That's right.
Who would have known?
Man.
I'm telling you, good acting is good acting. Well, shout out to those two. I also wanted to say...
Shout out to The Wire.
Shout out to Stringer Bell. Where Wallace at? Where Wallace at, String?
Anyway. Wait, you know Michael B. Jordan. That was
yes.
his breakout. Okay, yeah.
And how fantastic is he?
God. Right. I spent a lot...
Anyway.
I spent a lot of time on his Instagram.
Oh. I mean, he's dedicated himself. That the body
to himself.
But yeah, I mean, he works out like 15 hours a day and doesn't eat. And you know, he's honest. I've seen him on Ellen. He's real honest about how hard he works
it
to look that
takes
good.
To get that body.
I'm telling
that body
yaddy. Beautiful man. That's a beautiful man. Okay, we need to get back on track. Okay, I could recite The Wire all day with y'all. Shit. Have you seen Black Klansman?
Not yet.
Okay, I don't want to. Never mind.
Okay.
let's just say there's a Wire reference that you'll appreciate.
I can't wait. Do you have more female-owned?
Okay. Not cannabis. If you have one, shout them out.
Okay, Hepburns.
Okay. That's women-owned?
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
And I've used them.
By the way, let them know, because they love on Instagram.
Great.
And they are, but I don't know if you can explain this, because I can't.
Yeah.
They make ice hash joints.
I do not understand it, but I have enjoyed a few myself.
They're, as far as I'm concerned, the most consistent, the best, whatever magic they're putting in it.
Right.
You can't go wrong. It is a joint, so you have to smoke it. I'm an ex-smoker, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And
we went hard on some Hepburns once. We drove to Vegas. We hotboxed my Prius in the Mandalay Bay parking garage with my Hepburns. Then we went and saw Michael Jackson's one Cirque du Soleil, fucked up. And my car smelled like hash for a month, but it was worth it. So shout out to Hepburns.
Was it a good show?
Oh, yeah, it was great. I think Beatles Love is definitely the best.
Right.
Cirque I've seen, but they're all great.
You know, I think that weed doesn't, I think weed translates beauty that you might not be able to
100%.
See because you got your walls up.
100%. I sobbed watching the fountains at the Bellagio when I was high. I wept with joy.
Because it was so beautiful?
It was so beautiful. And the music.
If you
Pavarotti singing those damn fountains flailing around. I was with the love of my life. It was a beautiful evening.
If you ever redo American Beauty, that's your paper bag scene.
That's my paper bag.
Yeah,
baby.
I like it.
The Bellagio fountains. Okay, what else you got? Are there more?
Hepburns are the only ones.
Yeah.
Like, I did this whole thing, too.
Me
I went
too.
Down Blisspin, Papa and Barkley, all these companies.
Well, those patches will fuck you up in the best way.
Oh, yeah.
those patches will fuck you up in
Fiore,
the best way.
What, the suppositories?
Mm-hmm. Oh, men.
And let me tell you something I found out.
Yeah.
Bitches didn't test that shit.
Well, of course, they don't have a twat. What are they going to test it
on? But I don't know if you can put that shit in your pussy.
Right. Okay, good to know. I've never done it.
I bought them. I was like weirdly hesitant to try it, even though it made sense. I was talking to this person and they were like, oh, because I was like, hey, I'm really interested in who's like buying only female-run cannabis companies.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, not only are they not tested, they don't even know if it's safe to put that stuff in your vagina.
Okay.
And I was like, so it could give me a yeast infection.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah.
I'm telling you, my vaginal pH, I hold it so dear to me. It's
Everyone
so important
should.
To me. I keep it in mind with everything I do because it's so important to me. I'm not going to be shoving no tested pussy poppers up there.
Don't do it.
Have you ever heard of Vinovore?
No.
Okay. Are you a wine drinker?
Yeah.
So this is specifically to my Los Angeles honeys. Sorry for everyone who's left out, but if you're ever in LA and you're a wine drinker, visit Vinovore. Vinovore is a woman-owned business. It is the first ever wine shop selling only wine made from female winemakers from all over the world. It's in Silver Lake. It's in my neighborhood in Los Angeles. It's incredible.
How exciting is it? I'm going to sound like an infomercial.
Yeah.
How exciting is it when you find something like this and like, bitch, you just dedicated your life to something I'm going to support 1,000%.
I didn't even know. I was just walking through my neighborhood and I went in and I found that out and it's such a beautiful shop.
I'm looking at a picture of it right
now.
Yeah.
I mean, and they have little gifts. So even if you don't drink alcohol, they have beautiful little cards and tchotchkes and cute little wine bottle openers and it's adorable. And I brought the cutest bottle of wine to a party. And everything has pretty reasonable prices. You know, you can get high-end or they have like $9 bottles. So if you live in L.A. and you drink wine, go to Vinovore, baby.
Yeah, closed circuit. You're gonna go take some rosé to a book party? Give that money to some lady.
You, it's the first one in the whole world.
That's amazing.
So right here in our own backyard, baby.
And supporting women who are also in a very male-dominated industry.
Exactly.
It's so hard to have a vineyard when you're a lady.
I'm telling you, it's hard out there. So there we go. That is that. We do have more to cover when we get to the makeup portion. But for now, let's keep it rolling, baby. Let's talk about the look on the book cover.
Oh, yeah.
I've been seeing all on your Instagram, there were some you know, deleted scenes, if you will, some didn't make the cut photos, some other options. So tell us about your book cover and what inspired it.
Okay, so I had I wanted to shoot three different book covers. And full disclosure, I hadn't finished the book when we shot the book cover. So I was like, I want to make sure that tonally it's not too angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure it's not too off base. So mm-hmm. I thought of three different book covers. Number one, inspired by 1950s pulp cowgirl comic books.
Which I did see one of those outtakes.
Yes. So it was me as a cowgirl.
Sort of dressed like Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Or Jessie.
Or Temple Grandin.
Nothing wrong with all three of those.
I'm just saying, like, if you want to find somebody in a snap button shirt, her fashion's real,
yep,
real on point. But I was holding guns,
mm-hmm,
and I was trying to play with this idea of like in the 50s, there were these like cowgirl fiction comic books. I just looked at them and I was like, this is badass.
Yeah.
These ladies are badass. They're drinking beer and standing next to an old wooden fence and they've got guns and they're, you know, taking names and whatever.
Lassoing dudes.
Yeah, lassoing dudes. But I don't know if you know this. We got a gun problem in this country.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
We got a real gun problem in the country. So I was like, I don't know if it's a good idea for me to be holding four guns on a book cover about women, especially since the number one victim, I mean, domestic abuse victims are women. And unfortunately, in a lot of domestic abuse, guns are involved and women are the victims of that. So I didn't want to send the wrong message.
Right.
And I thought that cover could be misinterpreted very easily.
Yes.
So that was out. Then I had another book cover that was based off of, I called it Debbie Harry Earthwitch.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a nod to witchcraft with a little rock and roll.
Okay, yeah.
That one
very
I thought...
Very trendy.
Thank you. That one I thought was too mean.
Okay.
It looked too angry. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to... There's a lot of anger in the book, but there's a lot of humor.
Yes.
And it's mostly humor masking anger. So I thought that would be maybe turn some people off. Also, you know,
it's such a big decision.
I know.
I mean, one image to capture the whole book?
I know. That's why you got to shoot. I think you got to shoot three covers.
Yeah.
And then the third one was inspired by a picture of Farrah Fawcett from Charlie's Angels in a green satin jumpsuit, also holding a gun, but that was not the... But she, and then there was like the legs of her, whoever she was spying on the floor
cute,
next to her.
Cute.
So, but that was like, it was like 70s, it was a mixture of 70s slash woman who just tried LSD for the first time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've been there.
Like, she's discovering herself, you know?
I haven't been there. I've never done LSD.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
But I assume it's bonkers.
What? I mean, what, is it a liquid or something? Or
you can do it lots of ways.
Yeah.
This is someone who doesn't. I don't
know. We're clearly both.
I mean,
squares.
Tabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know about that.
Yeah. Jesus Christ ass is the only one I know. Actually, I have a friend who used to follow the dead, and she one time did so much acid that when she was sweating, if you touched her, you would get high.
Isn't that the one that stays in your body forever so you could go back into a trip when you're like 50, you know,
you
driving down
flashbacks.
The street with your kids or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You could have crazy flashbacks. So, anyway, that's the one that won because I thought it was a little irreverent, and I thought, you know, I think women at all stages of their life, no matter what year it is, straddle the past and what they hope the present will be, whether or not that comes true or not. So that's one of the things I thought thematically was captured in that. Also, I thought it was cool, like, hey, who knows, you could, if you have this book somewhere, maybe someone's like, you pick that up at a thrift store and it's like, no. This is from 2018.
Yeah, is there sort of like a wash on the picture to make it look older? Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool. I love vintage, you know.
And you know what else? A lot of the problems in the book have been around for a long time.
Yep. It certainly feels like time is standing still sometimes,
it
doesn't
is.
It?
You have to go back and look at really depressing things to see how far we've come.
I'm telling you, man.
You have to be like, oh yeah, we used to not be able to vote or have credit cards.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you definitely dropped some crazy truths in the book. Let's go ahead and talk about You have a chapter in the book called Bankrupting the Makeup Men.
Yeah.
So how perfect that you're on Natch Butte, where we discuss skincare, beauty, wellness, self-care, what it means to you. We dismantle truths. We get to the bottom of who's behind brands, animal testing, leaving out people with different shades of skin. We get down to it all. So I think this is something very exciting. Why don't you spill some tea for us? What is this chapter about?
Okay, so basically when, as you know, cosmetics started in America in the 30s, when it became a thing, not just for flappers.
Right.
Then the people who were making all the money were women. And then people saw how much money women were making. And either those companies were then taken over by male family members or they were bought out by male-dominated companies. So right now, the largest companies in the world are run by men, cosmetic companies, and they're all umbrella. Untangling the web of who owns what takes a long time.
For sure.
You know, and most of it is owned by L'Oreal, Estee Lauder, or Louis Vuitton.
Mm-hmm.
Hennessy, Moët, whatever.
Yeah.
So one of the guys, I think, who owns Hennessy is the richest person in France.
Hmm.
And he's getting rich off of shit that he don't even use.
Right.
If I were to put that guy on a game show and ask him to tell me the difference between contour and concealer, he couldn't do it. And I don't like that guy's getting rich off of that. I also don't like the fact that, look, makeup at its core is a tool of the patriarchy. That being said, I fucking love it. And I'll never stop wearing it.
Right, right.
I love it. I like looking clown adjacent. That's what I like.
Right.
We're both from Texas.
Right.
You grow up and you're
victims of how we were raised.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I fucking love it.
Yes.
I love makeup.
That's the fine line. And this comes up on Natchbue all the time. And I always just say, do it for yourself and what makes you feel beautiful for yourself. Your beauty is for you.
Exactly.
So do it for fucking you.
That's why I want it to be a closed monetary system. I want women to get rich off of other women buying cosmetics. I don't want dudes in the mix unless it's some guy in the closet who's, you know, finding himself.
Right.
You know?
Or out and proud, right?
Yeah. Yes. One of the two. So during my very extensive research, as you know, finding out which companies are owned by men or private equity firms or whatever is damn near impossible.
Oh, I mean, I don't even know what an equity firm is, if I'm being honest.
Well, one of them owns or was the initial investor in Glossier,
mm-hmm.
which made that a complicated purchase for me.
Right.
Because I want to support her and think she's doing a great thing. Who's getting the money?
Right.
Who's really getting the money, Rihanna? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those were hard for me to really figure out, although Rihanna was a little easier, but...
Well, Rihanna's company is owned by Keto, who's owned by Moët, Hennessy, whatever.
And that guy used to run Sephora.
Yeah.
Which is also male-owned.
Yeah.
So, for me, Sephora is exactly what it is when I went into the one at at Caesar's Palace.
Mm-hmm.
You go in, you've just had a flight. You don't want to put your makeup on. You go in there, you freshen up.
Yeah.
Or you try out stuff, but then buy from the female-run companies. That's what I use it
yes.
for. I'm not saying everyone's got to do that, but
right.
that's what I would do.
Right, because there is... The accessibility can be an issue. I understand the appeal of going to Sephora because you know your products are going to be there.
God damn,
hunting them down on the
there.
Internet. Yeah,
yeah,
hunting things down can be difficult. But I did some research, so I tried to keep that into account.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think there's anything wrong with if you're going to go to Sephora and buy makeup, but just be aware.
Right.
And then maybe when you're not in a rush and you have the time, then you can
go straight
your
to
money.
The source.
Exactly.
Right, yes.
One of the cool things I found out was Sally Hansen, who until very recently had zero women on the board, she was such a fucking badass. And she had her best friend was trans. This was in the 40s.
Yeah, wow.
She used to write in a Vice column for LA Times that was essentially like, fuck makeup, do it for yourself. She's basically the Jackie Johnson of
the 30s. Sally Hansen, I see you.
Married three times, never had kids. She was just a fucking renegade, just doing it for herself. And so you see a woman like that, and you're like, yeah, I want to support women like that. I don't want to support all the people getting rich off of this woman's hard work and legacy. And I don't know really if it's a... there's not a lot of information on it. I don't know if it's a situation of these women died and there was no will, or they left it to somebody who mismanaged it. I don't know. Or maybe it wasn't important to them.
Who knows?
I don't
know.
What
a story. But, what a story, though. I know. We need to see it. We need to see a movie about that.
I know. Well, one of the only large female-run cosmetic companies is Kylie Jenner's.
Yeah.
And she might, and let me tell you something, Mama Jenner has already made it clear, if one of the big ones comes and they want to buy it, it's sold.
Yeah. So like if L'Oreal buys Kylie, she's signing that paper.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that takes it away.
Can you imagine how much money they would pay for that?
Oh, the
billions.
Billions. They're going to, and by the way, here's what I don't get. If you're a lady and you're making millions and millions of dollars off of your brand, and this has happened a lot, your indie brand that you've built up from the bottom, I get it. It's exhausting. Blah, 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 right?
Right.
Girl, you got enough money to buy your Spanish tile and your Viking stove and all this stuff. You can have a great life. Why do you need more money to give it to this to these dudes?
Right.
I don't think many people think that way, but I don't. To me, I don't. At a certain point, I don't even can't even conceptualize it.
Right.
I don't need a yacht.
I hear you. It's interesting. I don't know. I've never been in that position. Maybe there's something to.
I mean, me neither.
Maybe there's something to. I'm playing devil's advocate. More people will get the product now that it has a bigger, you know, backer. More. It'll be in more stores. More people will use it. It'll be easier for people to get. I don't know.
But you know what happens in that case? They oftentimes use, they start trimming the bottom line and you get worse products.
They dilute it down for sure.
And then you got to sell in China. Well, that means you got to put those in bunny eyes.
Right, which that, keep walking. You know. Keep walking. We're not doing that. Well, I did some research.
I can't wait.
Now listen, it was rough, okay? Because I wanted to make a full face of makeup for you. No parent companies and no male co-founders. I'm talking a woman at the helm. Because so many of them started them with their husband or their brother, which is great. ColourPop is owned by a brother-sister team. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of big, big people out there, but I was like women solo rocking it. So let's go down my list.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Because this is, before we get into it, I want to say this was a conversation that I had for a long time with myself over whether or not I should just try to have like just women do it by themselves. And like Make, for example, is female owned. But then I found out that her dad had given her seed money. And I was talking to my friend about it. And I was like, I don't know what to do about this. Like, I really want it to be like a pure list. And my friend was like, listen, women got to take help where they can get it.
Yeah.
And if she's got a leg up like this, and she's also giving back to other female beauty brands and like doing incredibly, charitable stuff on other ends. He was like, you got to cut him a break. And I was like, you're fucking right.
Right.
You're right.
Especially at this stage. We got to start somewhere.
I know.
What brand is that?
Make, M-A-K-E.
I don't even know that brand.
It's like a chic, it's like black packaging with really cool white lettering. And they make I'll tell you my favorite product. Their cream blushes are amazing. And they make this matte/shimmer duo thing that I fucking love.
Yeah.
I wear it on stage because I sweat a lot and I just slap it all over my face and my face stays absolutely, totally not wet.
You know what's crazy is I'm about to go on this list and you just told me a brand that isn't even on my list. So clearly this might be a mess, but you know what? We're in it together.
No, I can't wait. There's going to be a lot.
Okay. Well, again, I kept finding them and then I was like, how long is this segment going to be? Damn it. But we'll just start. Okay. So listen, everybody. The two brands that I've said so far to Aaron have turned out to not be, they have a parent company. And I'm just going to say who they are. Hourglass and Beauty Bakery are both... Unilever has bought them both. So, you know what? It is what it is.
It sucks. It fucking sucks.
Do we need to start a makeup company?
Well, the thing
I'll blend
is like,
it in my bathroom.
Well, the thing is that like, okay, Vegan Bunny, is that the site? Who does the cosmetic site that's all like, cruelty-free
Bunny? Cruelty-free Kitty?
Yeah, that's what it is. Totally off. I want to see a subheading from her that goes, this is also owned by a woman.
Yeah.
Because really, you need both.
Yeah. But it's a tall order, apparently.
Beauty Counter.
Yeah.
Does it?
If you want to go down that road.
What do you mean?
Beauty Counter?
Beauty counter. What's wrong with beauty counter?
Nothing. It's just a multi-level marketing. So you have to sign up and do all that, you know?
Well,
if that's your thing, do you?
It's like Avon for millennials.
Please stop DMing me, beauty counter reps all over the world. I literally get an email a day from y'all trying to get me to sell your beauty counter. And to that I say, honey, I have a job. You do you, but I'm not going to sign up. So please stop emailing me.
Their face oil is
no, they have great stuff. Yeah, I know. I love the concept.
But you don't, I get it.
But I'm not trying to get involved in that.
You're not into Tupperware.
It's not for me. Okay, so let's talk about Thrive.
Great.
I don't think they're owned by anybody. You're looking it up for yourself. So I'll just start, and then if it's wrong, just tell me. You know, researching is a skill. It is a skill. It's not that easy. And I'm finding this out daily, that it's not that easy to just buy products or to research products.
It's not. Oh, you know else? What else? You know the cosmetic industry, the regulatory commission that makes sure that they're not putting cancer and stuff? You know that they are all on that? They regulate themselves.
Oh, good. That's very great. Okay, yeah, that seems fair. That seems great. Okay, Thrive. They're Thrive Cosmetics, as in for a cause, not cause, C-O-S. Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. It was founded by a woman named Carissa Bodnar. She was a makeup artist who lost her best friend to cancer at 24 years old. So she decided to start this company, Thrive Cosmetics, beauty with a purpose. Every product you purchase, one is donated to help a woman thrive, meaning if you buy a blush, then donate a blush to a domestic abuse survivor. Or if you buy a mascara, they will donate one to a cancer patient. They believe that changing the world starts with a single ingredient. Everything is vegan, 100% cruelty-free, and no parabens or sulfates. She's a millennial, so this is supporting millennial woman entrepreneurship, which is very important. Everything's developed in Los Angeles at their labs. They have a CC cream that is an SPF 35 with 28 shades. I'm telling
Fantastic.
You, those CC creams, there's light, medium, dark. They have 28 shades. So if you're out there and you haven't been able to find a CC cream that matches you correctly, you might find it with this Thrive one. And every time you buy something, they donate one. So that's exciting. And they have a full product line. Full. They have mascara. They have lip liner, eyeliner, lashes, makeup, blush, everything. So you can do a whole face with Thrive and not feel like bad about it unless you're looking at me. I'm wondering if you're about
They're private.
Okay, yeah. Good. So everybody, we found one. Thrive Cosmetics, okay? Free shipping on orders, over $35, and easy returns. Oh, I'm so happy I taught you something. I was over here freaking
the
fuck
out. Well,
also,
what about the sisters who do... The sisters, the two teen sisters that started a cosmetic company, Canadian.
Oh, you talked about them on when you were on Natch Butte.
Why can't I think of their name?
I can't either. Nude Sticks.
Yeah.
I don't have them on my list.
I'm going to say something.
Yes.
I don't have the... I think LA is a really hard place to wear cream cosmetics.
Yes.
Because it is fucking hot here.
Yes.
And they just melt right off my face.
Yes.
So that's, they do a lot of like one-stop shopping, like the stick can go all over your face.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful, but they just melt. And the minute I sit outside,
yeah,
they're just done.
Yeah. You sweat, you said.
I sweat all the time.
I'm not a sweater. I say this over here with very smelly situation. I don't know what happened. My body chemistry is off from being in New York, and like I'm stinking. My natural deodorants aren't working right now.
Well, don't underestimate the amount of toxins you probably breathed in on that plane.
I mean, honestly, for sure. Okay, I'm very excited about that. You mentioned lip bar.
Yes.
So I love lip bar. I think I told you this, but I met Melissa Butler, the founder of the company, a few weeks after you were on Natch Butte.
That's so crazy.
She randomly emailed me because I did a panel with her at South by Southwest.
Her website reads like a feminist studies class. I love her. And she went through it on Shark Tank.
She sure did.
Yeah.
And all of her lip products are vegan, and now they are available in Target, which is exciting if you live in a town where you can't get cool makeup because of there's no stores or you don't know where to go. But like you said, you can buy direct as well and cut out that extra cost.
Although Target is a pretty progressive company.
Yes, it is.
Especially if you go to the one in West Hollywood, you're going to see a nice representation of all kinds of people working at the cash register.
You also are going to see some celebs.
What? At the West Hollywood Target?
Guess who I saw there once?
Zach Braff.
I mean, I've seen him plenty other places. Have I not? I have so many Zach Braff stories. I feel like, how do you not? You've lived in LA for more than a year, you have at least one Zach Braff story.
You've seen him at Gelson's. You've seen him at
I mean, I've seen him at parties, bars, you know, my car. I have lots of Zach Braff stories. Okay, but that's all we're here to talk about. No, I have not fucked Zach Braff. I just want to make that clear. I have never touched him, but my cousin used to work on Scrubs. That's all I got to say. I used to go to all the parties. I've been around him a lot. Okay, what was I going to say? Oh, who did I see at Target? Selma Hayek. Selma Hayek, pregnant with her baby, pushing a full cart with three assistants also pushing full carts. Did I mention her husband's a billionaire? Bitch is shopping at Target with a billionaire husband. Selma Hayek keeps it real. Okay.
Wow. And goes shopping like how I want to go shopping.
Yeah. Pregnant.
Three carts?
Three full carts.
Was she wearing
baby
heels?
Stuff. I don't believe she was. She was talking in Spanish. It was beautiful.
I'm going to ask a question.
Yeah.
And I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
But I assume, because sometimes when I look at Us Weekly or one of those mm-hmm. magazines at the nail salon, it looks like they're staged and they're like, whatever. So it's Selma Hayek loading her car full of Target stuff. Do they do that for publicity?
But does Selma Hayek need publicity?
I guess not.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I will say though,
I was trying to just poke holes in this beautiful story.
I mean, it was her without a doubt. I'm trying to remember. Somebody saw like a big Hollywood couple there the other day. I think it was like Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield, but this was a while ago now. But like at that Target.
Why? Why would you ever go?
Because Target's fun.
I don't think that one's fun because every time I go for something, they don't have it.
It's always out of stuff because we don't have chain stores in LA proper. Sometimes I just want to go to Target and like fill a cart with crap I don't need.
Well, why don't you go to the two-story one in Glendale?
Yeah. Oh, honey, I fuck with that one. I fuck with the Glendale Target. Don't even try me. I fuck with that. But anyway, while you're at Target, go to Lip Bar. And let me tell you, I've said it before, my signature lip is Lip Bar As If. It's a baby pink. It's my favorite lipstick I own. I own about 900 of them. So you're supporting a woman, you're supporting a black woman, you're supporting black female entrepreneurship in this country. Buy Lip Bar, okay? Yes. And Selma Hayek shops at Target. Okay. Have you heard of Sugar Pill?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sugar Pill doesn't have a parent company.
No. Okay. Sugar Pill. Also, Sugar Pill. I know Sugar Pill because they sponsor a lot of drag queens.
Yes, they do.
And they make fucking pigment as fuck.
They sure
cosmetics.
Do.
Cosmetics.
So Sugar Pill is not for the faint of heart. Their founder is named Amy Doan, and she started the company, and then it all of a sudden started getting attention from the queens, and now it is sort of known for the drag queen makeup. I mean, I had Meatball in here. I don't know if you know Meatball. He'd be fantastic on Throwing Shade.
I need to know everything about
Meatball.
Is Meatball a drag queen?
Yes. Meatball loves Taco by Sugar Pill. It's a white color. He loves all their colors, or she loves all their colors. And let's see. They focus on eyes, bright pigmented shadows, beloved by drag queens. They make liquid lips now as well. So if you are into high pigment eyeshadows, check out Sugar Pill, woman-owned, independent. Most of their colors are vegan, and Amy is a woman of color.
And I met Amy at Trixie Mattel show, and she looks exactly like her avatar.
Yes. Like bright colors and hair and lashes, and yes, very exciting.
Like if what I assume Rainbow Bright would be if she grew up, but
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like keeping it very real, very colorful.
Yes. You know what? I'm still shook over the fact that Beauty Bakery is owned by Unilever.
I know. It bums you out, especially when they have stories like they do. And by the way...
Well, they want to profit off of us. They want to profit off of us. She started something special, unique, cool. Everybody starts sniffing it out. And what do? They sweep in to make the money off of it. But it's great for her. I'm sure she made a lot of money off of that.
And she struggled. And I get your money, girl.
Yes.
Like, but... I don't know. I just wish there was like one, if there was even like, and I don't even like corporations, but if there was one mega corporation that was like, we're all female
yes.
on this board, we're going to take care of these people under our umbrella company, and we're also cosmetic wearers, so we don't want our shit to get diluted. I don't give a fuck about the bottom line. We're making trillions of dollars. I don't want to wear a product that's shitty, so I'm not going to put a product out that's shitty.
Right.
I don't know. I just think it would be different all the way down.
Do I need to buy a Kylie lip? I mean, this is crazy. They have enough money.
By the way, when she was on, what was it, Fortune, and it was like the world's billionaire. Is she a billionaire now?
Almost. And then they wanted to make her enough money to make her a billionaire or something.
Do you know how fucking easy it is to have money when you already have money?
Right. I mean, yeah.
You have to be dumb to not make money when you literally have millions at your fingertips.
Yeah.
You have to be really dumb.
But I'll tell you what, business savvy.
Oh, by the way, they're just like, but they also rip off other people.
Right.
I don't like that.
Yes. That's a good point.
That's not good sisterhood.
Yes, I hear that. Have you ever heard of Noto Botanics?
No. Is it New Zealand?
No, they're from here.
Oh.
So Gloria Noto is a celebrity makeup artist, and this is her line.
So, ooh, the packaging is good.
Yes. So it's all, everything is multi-use. And beauty has no gender, so it's minimalistic, sexy, but helpful to the environment, created branding that shows diversity of gender, sexual, and personal identity. So everything is like little sticks and pots. And the serums and the oils are fantastic. So when
Do they smell good?
Oh, honey. I had Rhea and Cameron on here. And at the time, I was like, I'm going to do a queer-owned makeup brand segment for them. And I talked about Noto Botanics. Somebody who works there heard it, sent Rhea and Cameron some stuff, and I gave it to them. Rhea loves their serum. I hope they don't mind me saying. Loves their serum. And found a serum they like. That's the whole goal of Natch Butte. So I feel great about that. So I just want to say I love their little multi-benny stick. And again, I'm kind of like you. I'm not a big stick person, but I love their stick. The color's great. It's all natural. And this is an indie brand, baby.
I'm in.
So you're supporting...
I'm into this indie.
You're supporting female entrepreneurship.
God,
queer
really
entrepreneurship.
Affordable.
And it's cute, right? This is an indie. We're indie here, baby. So if you want to go indie, we're there. We're indie.
I love it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what else? I need to know how you do these researches.
There's two things. I go to Bloomberg.com. It usually has like who the key executives are. If there's not key executives, that means usually there's not a corporation attached or a private equity firm.
Interesting.
But then there's another one called PitchBook. You can look them up on, and then you can see like. So I don't know what those deals are like. Is it just like, hey, we're going to give you money and then you have still control over it? That to me, that gets into some gray area because it's not like L'Oreal being like, we're going to buy you out.
Right.
Sure, you can have 51%, but we own it.
Right.
We basically own it.
Right.
Or we almost own it. I don't know.
And there's a man at the front, at the big old desk at the top of L'Oreal.
Yeah. Yeah. Just making tons of money.
Oh, yeah.
I broke down one of their salaries, and it was something like they were making like $92 a second.
Damn. I mean, it makes sense.
Or maybe it was a minute. I think it was a minute, but $92 a minute.
It makes sense.
And my joke was something like, sushi's on me. I worked for 3 minutes.
Yes. I mean, 1 minute. I don't know where you're eating sushi.
Well, if you want to pay for other
Sugarfish.
If you want to go to Sugarfish.
You know what? I don't eat fish, but I've been dragged to Sugarfish a few times.
How would you eat?
They have cucumber rolls and they're delicious. They're the best cucumber rolls in the town. They're so good. So whatever magic they're putting on that damn fish, they're putting on the cucumbers too.
Yeah, I think it's something in that rice.
I'm telling you, it's so good. You do that one.
That's why you'd pay for your friends.
You do that one thing where it's like they choose what you get. What's it called? You've probably in there.
Yeah, but
it's
all
like
three...
the I love it or something.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a Cold Stone. There's got to have it, like it, love it. Something like that. Because Catherine Burns loves Sugarfish.
Oh, you know what? I get it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We'll talk about her in a minute. Okay. Well, you know what? That segment was a disaster.
Wait, I have one.
Yes, please.
Okay, Marie Veronique, do you know about her?
No.
Okay, so she is, I think she's in the Bay Area. She's an ex-science teacher.
Cute.
She makes natural oils. I love her oil cleansing serum, and I like her. She has a thing that's like, you put it on with your sunscreen, it's like an environmental protection serum.
Yeah.
The shit smells so fucking good. Not only is she a chemist, her daughter is a chemist.
Cute.
And sometimes they make this shit together. And I fucking love that story.
Me too. I love that. How'd you find them?
I found them at Credo. Not
yeah.
what it's called. Yeah,
yeah.
Credo Beauty.
Yeah.
yeah. Which I think is so by a man.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
But yeah, they're great. And then I also, I can't figure out if India Lee is straight up lady owned. I think she is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like her squalene oil.
Mm-hmm. Is it the veggie squalene or the shark?
Oh.
I know.
Did not.
It's probably. Oh, it's they're vegan. Indy Lee?
Yeah.
They're vegan.
Okay.
So it's probably
Wait, Indy
not.
Lee, right?
Yeah. They've come up before.
But you're saying they use shark stuff in
No,
it?
They don't.
Oh,
but
oh, oh.
Some squalene oil is from sharks.
Oh, yeah. This is Indy Lee. No.
Yeah. So it's it's not shark then. Excellent. Love that.
But I got a good old sample of that, and I use that up real quick.
Yeah.
Just ordered some today.
Nice.
Super. But here's the thing. Even though there's not like millions of these companies out there, there's enough to get.
There sure
have
is.
A ton of to do your whole K-beauty if you
yep.
want to do that and
yep.
have great makeup, pigmented makeup or super natural looking makeup.
I mean, like I said, Thrive has got you. And there's so many indie makeup brands that I've been meeting at IBE. I just didn't choose them because I really wanted to find some that were like accessible to everybody. So I'm going to have to find them
you
and add them to this
say?
Episode.
Yes. I, you know what? No, I'm proud of this. Goop
yeah.
has a lot of vegan products and a lot of women-owned beauty products on there.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing a good job of curating those.
Yeah. But they have pretty high price points, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay. They had Beauty Counter's sunscreen on, which is pretty affordable.
Yeah.
But it's a fucking crapshoot on that site. I mean,
right.
are you actually going to get stuck on $1,200 socks? Yeah.
Yeah.
You are.
Get a fishmonger. That article was like, get a fishmonger for your fish. It's like, bitch, what's that? Anyway.
So move to Seattle.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'm not a Gwyneth hater. I'm very confused why everyone evaluates everything she does so much. Why?
But it's also like...
Because she puts herself out there?
But how many of those people are actually exist compared to the people who overwhelmingly support everything she does?
Yeah.
Haters are just always louder.
You're right. You're right.
I bet there's like 7 people who just don't like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right.
And meanwhile, she's like, well, joke's on you.
Yeah. I mean, she looks incredible.
I got a fucking army.
And she's very smart and interesting. Every time she's on Howard Stern, the interviews are great. So I was wondering, I know you and Brian always talk about condos and you always talk about like house life and things like that. So while I have you here, I was wondering if you had any insight into plants, like indoor plants. Are you interested in that subject?
Yes. I just got into plants like 3 years ago. I love the Pilea plant.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people call it the Chinese money plant. It's a beautiful, lithe little plant that has these really delicate stems and these really round, geometric-looking leaves.
What's it called?
Pilea. It's known as the, like, plant lovers. Like, plant lovers will propagate it and give it to each other.
That's really cute.
I know.
I want that.
The Sill, which is a New York... botanical garden or whatever you call it, they send plants all over the United States and they have the best selection of plants. Basically anything on that site you want to get. And I love something called maiden's hair.
Ooh,
it's
cute.
A fern and it does really well in low light and it's just wispy and beautiful. And
I need that then. I'm having some plant problems.
What do you have?
Okay, so basically... Apartment Therapy did a piece on my house. It hasn't come out yet. As we're saying this, it might be out by the time we're talking now. And it was very, very stressful. As you know, your reaction alone would tell you it's a big deal. They have millions of people looking at them. And it was because of my dog. They wanted to do a piece on Chooch. And like her house is like a me and my place, but with Chooch kind of thing. But obviously, I had to make my apartment look cute. I can't have them rolling in there and have it, you know. So I bought a couple. I had plants already. Most of my plants are succulents and they live on my porch. But I wanted to up the game and put a few more houseplants to brighten things up. So I bought myself a devil's ivy.
Oh.
I don't know if you know what that is. And I bought myself a very expensive pink rubber tree.
Oh, my God.
It was not cheap. okay? It was hundreds of dollars, if I'm being honest. And I got them from the Sunset Nursery in my neighborhood, once again, Silver Lake represent. And they looked great, and then all of a sudden, they started taking a turn for the worse.
Did you replant them?
They were replanted for me on site.
Okay.
So the rubber tree, while I was in New York, Adam starts texting me, your tree's branches, your leaves are falling off. And I was like, what? And then my devil's ivy is just sad. All these leaves turn brown. And he's starting to, because my thing is with indoor plants, you can't water them too much because then you'll rot the bulb. And I feel like every time I've had an indoor plant, I have literally choked it to death with water.
That's what I just did to a plant, yeah.
But I don't think I did that. So my rubber tree, the leaves started having like black around the edges. And I Googled it and it says that it's crisping in the sun. The sun is burning it. But they said it once. Bright indirect light, okay? How do you get bright light that isn't direct? I don't know. It's all the way across my goddamn house, not directly in the light, but apparently it's burning up. It's like a damn vampire going outside when the sun comes up. How the fuck do I keep this $400 tree alive? It's dying on me, Aaron, and the friggin' devil's ivy is wilting away. It's sitting right there in the light. I don't know what else I could do. Why are they dying on me?
Okay.
What do I do?
I have no idea.
I watch so many videos on YouTube. It's like indirect bright light. You know, is the soil moist? No. I don't know what is. I gotta get succulents. I can't handle the pressure. I tried to be a nurturing person. It didn't work out for me.
Okay, I'm really bummed out about this pink rubber tree.
Did you Google it? They're beautiful.
It's so beautiful. If it's not root rot,
yeah,
which
I don't think
it's not
root rot,
but. Did they put drainage? I mean, of course they did. They're a fucking plant.
I would hope
drainage
so.
At the bottom of the bowl.
I would hope. I don't know. I took some photos, and I'm going to return to the nursery and inquire about it. Because there was a little bit of a language barrier, if I'm being honest. And I feel like I might have misinterpreted some of the advice.
If you go on Instagram, though, there's a couple of sites that are just like plant lover sites.
Yeah.
And you could just even ask them.
Right.
And they might actually just have the information on there. I go... For information, I go to Instagram now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even mess with the fucking... I don't even Google anything.
Right.
Because I'm going to get 18,000 different answers.
Right.
But the Sill, which is the New York place I recommended, also has plant care mm-hmm. on their site. So they might have some tips.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, there's another one that's an Australian lady who's just like, I love plants. And she's got everything on her Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but...
I wonder if she could help me with my devil's ivy.
There's some plant dorks on Instagram who would love, love, love to give you some advice.
If these go, these go. But what I need to get that maiden's hair because I need one that doesn't need a lot. I don't know. Maybe
that's
I'm
a mister. You missed that one.
Okay, I'm fine with a miss. Listen, I can water them. I don't know what happened to it. How did my friggin' nice, beautiful tree wilt in 1 week's time? Is my sun too bright? How can it be too bright?
It's not in front of
the
window. Yeah.
No. I don't know. It just makes me feel like I'm not worthy. I'm lacking in some skill.
I have had so many plants die on my watch.
Yeah.
Sad. I lost a 8-foot fig.
Shit.
Because I had someone taking care of my place when I was out of town and they didn't water it and it died. And I was heartbroken because it was gorgeous. And I just had to throw it in the garbage. I had to break it apart with my own hand so it would fit in the garbage can.
Oh, so
it bummed
like,
me out.
Not only did it die, but you had to like dismember it.
Yeah, I had to, chop it
Robert
up.
Robert Durst style. Well, of course I dismembered my plant. Oh God.
I'm really bummed out because I want everyone to be into plants. And they make your house they're good for your
air quality.
Yeah.
Especially
in LA.
I just wanted good air quality. I just wanted everyone to look at my home on apartment therapy and think, wow, what a babe.
Well, I left one of my palaeas outside and a squirrel ate it. And it gnawed all the fucking leaves off. And let me tell you, that goddamn thing is sprouting again.
Oh,
it will not die.
Like baby Groot.
Yeah, yeah. So that might be something that would be good for you. As long as you don't have anything in your house that's going to eat it.
I don't think Choo-Choo would be interested.
No, it doesn't. They don't taste good.
The last thing I wanted to ask you about was, I noticed, like I said, I read all the pages on Amazon on your book.
I'm going to send you a copy.
We're celebrating women today, and you, like me, are inspired and supported by your female friendships. So, real quick, maybe share a couple sentences on a couple of your best friends.
Well, okay, I would say I have three friends who I'm super close with. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I befriended them at different points in my life. So they're not necessarily friends. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what happens
in
LA.
But that can kind of be nice. You know? Yeah.
So my friend, Allison Becker.
Who's been on Natch Butte.
Mm-hmm. She's the person that if you have an emergency or even if you think you're about to have an emergency, you hear ding dong and she's there. She is a quality fucking person. Those people do not exist in Los Angeles. And as soon as you find one, you lock them in. You don't let them go nowhere.
Good advice.
And I always feel like I can't match what she does for me. You know what I mean? And that is forcing me to be a better friend. She's slumming it. As far as I'm concerned. You know, I don't get to see her as much as I want to.
Yeah.
And that bums me out. So,
shout out to Allison Becker.
Shout out to Becker. And then my friend Rachel North, who I met in yoga class, who is just a fucking fierce bitch, just like commercial producer, just like gets things done.
It's so good to have a producer friend.
Oh my
God.
Having
a producer friend is so clutch.
She was like, I have a party coming up for my book launch. And I was like, I'm thinking about having this cake made that says, fuck you, pay me equally. And she's like, it can't be a real cake. It's going to be a mess. You get a fake cake made and you get put it up at an angle so people can take pictures of it. And
smart. Yep.
She just fixes it.
I'm telling you.
She fixes stuff. And we're yoga buddies. So we go work out together and then we have a great time, and it's always easy. It's always easy. And she went to college, studied a feminist studies degree. She knows everything about feminism, everything about gender inequality. And when she's on shoots and she sees somebody doing some weird gender shit, she speaks up and she fixes it.
Love that.
She's changing it on that level. And then I got my pal April Richardson.
Yes, who's going to be on Natch Butte.
Oh,
she's on my list. She's willing to come.
Wait,
she'll be here soon.
Until you get her in here. Because she used to not wear makeup at all.
Wow. Because she loves red eyeshadows and she's wild.
She went dick deep when she started. And she's just like, she's my southern sister. We're loud together. We talk the way, we talk with our real voices.
Yeah.
And she's just a fucking, I don't know. She's a smart, kind, supportive, just badass lady. And I don't think she's going to be living here much longer. So, good thing
you fell in love, right?
Yeah.
Good for her.
I'm going to miss her.
Well, I'll get her here before she leaves.
Those are the people I see most often.
Yes.
But everybody I see, when I see them, I feel the same way about. I don't waste my time with people I don't like. And
life's too short.
Unfortunately, there's a ton of people in that I know, you included, Kat Burns, who I fucking love, and I just don't see y'all very much. And it bums me out, but when I see you, it's a fucking joy.
Same.
Because it's always fucking easy.
Well, I'll be at the launch party.
I can't wait.
You're here now. I love that, and I just want to say real quick, shout out to some of my besties. My three would be Catherine Burns, Santina Muha. Do you know Santina?
I know Santina, yeah.
And Haley Marie Norman. And shout out to some of my new friend, Lauren Adams, Masking for Trouble. She's been on Natch Butte twice. My sister, obviously, you know, probably the most important woman in my life.
Wait, your real sister?
Yeah.
Wow,
and
that's
then,
nice.
And then Chooch.
Girlfriend Chooch.
Yes, Chuchi. And then my producer, Rebecca, and my sound engineer, Emma. Women team here at Natch Butte. Even though there's all dudes in here right now, Matt, I got you, but you know, Emma's my girl. And all the friends of mine, my personal friends who listen to Natch Butte and text me and like send me DMs of you laughing at the jokes, Gabrielle Ruiz, Jess Rona, Brittany Esrig, Laura Yunkin, and all the listeners, honestly. All the listeners, thanks for listening, but just specifically some of the women in my life that, you know, make things better, lift me up, help me, inspire me, are there for me. I love women. I've always been a girl's girl. Female friendships have always been very important to me. So shout out to the ladies out there. What else is there to say?
We've said it all.
If we
can all be friends and not see each other as competition, we can fucking
own it. The whole world would be different. The whole world would be different. Honey! I hear that! Okay, real quick, the book is out, Feminasty. Tell us where to get it. Tell us all the deets. I know you're going on a tour. Tell us everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm going on tour starting September 4th. I'll be in L.A. at Book Soup, and then the next day at the Strand in New York and a bunch of other places. So you can get everything, book links, if you want to get the audiobook, want to see where I'm at on tour. If you want to have that date added to your G-Cal, because that's the kind of bitch I am,
yes.
I got it all set up for you, go to Feminasty.com.
And get you a copy of the book.
Get a copy.
And thank you for being here, Erin.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You know what? The editor's going to have fun. It's going to have fun with this. Thank you for being here. Come back another time. And we have I'll keep you updated on my plants.
I can't wait. And let me know. Let's start texting each other when we find a new beauty company that's started by women.
I can't
wait. Let's start the list. Let's not wait for someone else to do it.
Let's start a list and we'll make it Google Doc. We'll make it a Google Doc. Everyone can go check it out.
You can give us your lady cosmetic suggestions and you can report sexual harassment.
Perfect.
We'll have it do. It'll do
all
everything.
All in one stop shop. Great. Everybody remember, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
It's a good show.